For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Tuesday, December 22nd. What to know about a late night vote on the COVID relief bill and when you might actually see those direct payments in your account. Also, new charges in one of the deadliest terror attacks against Americans and the latest on an erupting volcano in Hawaii. Plus, we're talking about the new NBA season kicking off tonight, why the USPS is overwhelmed and how it could impact your online orders. And wait until you hear the new record time for the longest music video ever. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official now. Both chambers of Congress overwhelmingly approved the new coronavirus relief bill, with the final vote happening just before midnight last night. This means, for the first time since April, American households and businesses will get economic help from Washington. And even though it's less than half the size of the previous CARES Act, this one is still one of the largest relief packages in modern American history. Remember, we told you yesterday it's worth $900 billion. It includes more money for schools, healthcare providers, hard-hit businesses, renters facing evictions, and more. It also gives unemployed Americans an extra $300 a week in jobless benefits for 11 weeks. And it includes $600 direct payments for Americans who make $75,000 a year or less. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says some of those individual payments could start going out as soon as next week. As of early this morning, the bill is on President Trump's desk, and he's expected to sign it into law soon. Some have called it dangerous political interference at the CDC. So now a panel of lawmakers subpoenaed two top public health officials to find out more. The Democratic-led House panel is giving both the CDC director, Dr. Robert Redfield, and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar until the end of the year to hand over all emails and communications having to do with a series of scientific reports. Now, this demand is new, but the overall investigation is not. For months now, congressional investigators have been looking into allegations that certain officials in the Trump administration tried to adjust COVID-19-related data to reflect a more optimistic view of the pandemic. For example, the House committee released hundreds of pages of evidence, like emails, memos, and testimony. The panel says it all shows the Trump administration tried to alter or block at least 13 scientific reports related to COVID-19. And they say there could be more. Also, a couple weeks ago, a top CDC scientist who oversees one of the agency's weekly reports testified about this issue. The panel says she was told to delete information that could change how the public perceived reopening schools. But a spokesperson for the Health and Human Services Department says the comments were taken out of context and wants the committee to release the full transcript of what she actually said. And the top Republican on the House panel criticized the subpoenas as a partisan antic. Either way, the government's independent watchdog called the Government Accountability Office says it, too, will be investigating these allegations. To be continued. Exactly 32 years after the explosion of Pan Am Flight 103, the U.S. announced new criminal charges in that terror plot. The Justice Department is charging a former Libyan intelligence officer for making the bomb that took down the flight. We're talking about the single deadliest terror attack in the history of the U.K. and the second deadliest for Americans after 9/11. In case you're not familiar, a bomb destroyed the flight back in 1988. The Boeing plane was traveling from London to New York when the explosion happened over Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 people were killed, mostly Americans. Fast forward to 2020, and a third person is now being held responsible. Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud Kir al-Marimi is facing charges and is in Libyan custody. The Justice Department says he made the bomb, placed it in a suitcase, and set it off. Two other Libyan intelligence operatives were charged back in 1991, and one of them was convicted. But this latest one is a big breakthrough. Attorney General Bill Barr says he's hopeful Libya will allow Massoud to be tried here in the U.S. A Confederate statue that stood in the U.S. Capitol for 111 years is now gone. It was removed from the National Sanctuary Hall in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And in that hall, each state is allowed two statues. Virginia had contributed one of Confederate General Robert E. Lee and the other of the nation's first president, George Washington. Well, not anymore. The General Lee statue is now in the hands of a Virginia-based museum instead. The state's governor said the Confederacy is a symbol of Virginia's racist and divisive history. So now in its place, Virginia will install a statue of civil rights pioneer Barbara Johns. She led a student strike in 1951 against racial segregation and called for equal education in Virginia. The Kilauea volcano erupted on Hawaii's Big Island, shooting lava into the sky. It looked so incredible. Hundreds of people came out of their homes in the middle of the night to watch. The sky turned into shades of orange and red, and a massive steam cloud shot nearly 6 miles into the air. Well, obviously, this can be very dangerous. Authorities say this eruption is not life-threatening because of where it's happening. No one has had to evacuate their homes. Still, people are now being encouraged to stay indoors due to falling ash. At this point, scientists say it's hard to know how long the eruption will last. The Kilauea volcano is already considered one of the most active volcanoes in the world. In fact, we reported on the last eruption in 2018 that lasted 4 months and destroyed more than 700 homes. But again, this time around, there has so far not been any major damage. Of course, scientists are keeping a close eye on it. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. If you've ever questioned what's really in your vitamin or you just can't make it part of your routine because the ones you've tried kind of taste gross, you'll want to check out Ritual. Not only does Ritual use only a clean, vegan-certified, non-GMO, gluten- and allergen-free formula with no fillers, colorants, or shady additives, but it also uses key nutrients to help fill the gaps in your diet. I also appreciate that I've taken my Ritual multivitamins with or without food, and it does not upset my stomach. That's because they come in time-delayed capsules that are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. In fact, they're somehow even minty and fresh-tasting. So it's helped me really form the habit of taking these multivitamins every day. Plus, my vitamins are delivered right to my door each month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. Again, get 10% off during your first 3 months. Go to ritual.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. The new NBA season officially kicks off tonight, and it begins with a star-studded doubleheader. Up first, the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe against the Brooklyn Nets. Then it's the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Los Angeles Clippers. It's worth noting these games will not happen in a bubble. Remember, at the end of last season, the NBA played all of its games in an isolated venue in Florida to keep players from traveling and to avoid a COVID-19 outbreak. But this season, teams will be playing at their regular home arenas or traveling for away games. That said, players will get tested for the virus daily, and if they come back positive, they'll be isolated. For now, many games will go without fans. Millions of Christmas presents may arrive late this year because the U.S. Postal Service is overwhelmed. As you know, it's dealing with an unprecedented number of packages since more Americans are shopping online during this pandemic. On top of that, the American Postal Workers Union says some 19,000 employees are out sick. Either they're sick themselves or they're having to isolate because of COVID-19 rules. The result is a massive backlog. The Washington Post reports some processing plants are now refusing to accept new mail shipments, and at others, packages are sitting on trucks for days just waiting to be unloaded and processed. Some postal workers say they're putting in 80 hours a week with no days off. At this point, though, even that is not enough. So some businesses are now encouraging people to print out photos of their gifts and wrap those instead, just so people have something to open on Christmas Day while they wait for their packages. The ice cream company Dippin' Dots may soon be an unlikely ally for getting more people vaccinated against COVID-19. How? It's freezers. Remember, one of the major hurdles for getting Pfizer's version of the vaccine to some healthcare facilities is that it has to be stored at negative 94 degrees. Well, not all hospitals and clinics have those special freezers required to handle that super cold temperature. So Dippin' Dots to the rescue. Its unique ice cream is served in tiny balls, and their freezers can get even colder than what's required for the Pfizer shot. So some pharmacies have actually reached out to Dippin' Dots to see if it'll help store the vaccines. The company said yes, it will try to get some of the freezers out to health facilities. But don't worry, those freezers would be for vaccines only. They'd never be used for ice cream. Tesla just made its debut in the prestigious S&P 500. But as the AP puts it, it did not go well. As a reminder, the S&P 500 is a stock index that measures the performance of 500 large companies, and it gives investors a pretty good idea of how healthy the stock market is as a whole. A company must meet certain requirements to be eligible to join it. Well, when Tesla got in, shares tumbled 6.5%, even though as a whole, the S&P 500 lost less than 0.5%. As Bloomberg reports, the electric car maker was the biggest drag on the S&P 500. The Wall Street Journal says Tesla flopped on its first day because some investors cashed out. But to be clear, Monday's slide was a small dent in what was otherwise a blockbuster year for Tesla. Shares are actually up 687% this year compared to last, and Tesla is still considered the most valuable car maker in the world. The band 21 Pilots set a new world record. It now holds the title for the longest music video ever for its song called Level of Concern. Now get this, the video lasted without interruption for nearly 178 days. Here's how 21 Pilots pulled this off. The band asked its fans to send in their own footage, then just kept adding content to the video hour after hour, day after day. The video was constantly streaming on YouTube, and it was live from June 21st to December 16th. By the way, this absolutely shatters the previous world record held for the longest music video. That one was for Pharrell's song Happy, which lasted 24 hours. Also record-setting, Taylor Swift's new album, Evermore, is number one on the Billboard 200, while her single, Willow, is at the top of the Hot 100 Songs chart, making her the first artist to top both charts at the same time, twice. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. Now, if you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, besides the winter holidays, what two holidays generate the most money in the U.S.? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, which NBA player has won the most league MVPs? The answer is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. During his 20-year career in the NBA, the basketball star won 6 league MVPs. Michael Jordan is in second place with 5. There are a couple of current players who could end up overtaking Kareem's record. Lakers star LeBron James is a 4-time NBA MVP. And the past couple years, the MVP went to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. By the way, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has also been an actor, basketball coach, and best-selling author. In 2016, he was also awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by former President Barack Obama. And shout out to Megan, Amy, Kyle, Daphne, and everyone who played along on Instagram. And that's it for today. Thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.